from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Zar, and today we don't really have... Well, today's kind of a mix of old and new. This first joint I'm going to play for you is something pretty neat, I think. It's also pretty long. You can find us at Dwelling of Duels. That's D-O-D, the letters, dot VGMix, that's V-G-M-I-X, dot com. I think it's dot com. It might be dot org, but either way, if you look for Dwelling of Duels, I'm pretty sure you'll find it. They recently had a contest. The idea behind Dwelling of Duels is that they'll usually have a theme for a month. Sometimes they won't, and sometimes they will, but they'll usually have a theme. And this month's theme was, well, not this month, last month, theme was 8-bit versus 16-bit. And, I don't know, like, I usually only pick up stuff from games that I know from there, because a lot of, like, they always tend to focus on, you know, electric guitars and stuff like that. But this one, I think, was tied for first place, and it's really very cool. It covers a whole lot of different themes, and it blends them in together with each other in a really, you know, a really cool way. It even works in a theme that you might recognize from last week. But either way, this is by Prince of Darkness, Drama Ultima. Kyle, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, actually. I think it's Kyle Etkes and Mark Kinzer. This is from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and this is Vestigial Fusion Factory. That was Vestigial Fusion Factory from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 by Prince of Darkness, Drum Ultima, Kyle Edgis, I think, and Mark Kinzer. You can find that at Dwelling of Duels. That's dod.vgmix.com, I think. And we'll be back for more after these messages.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form. Then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
$5,000.
That's what the Navy has waiting for you.
I could buy a computer.
Sign up now and begin training by May 31st, and you could be eligible for a $5,000 bonus.
I could buy a car.
Or use it while traveling the world with the Navy as you earn money for college and college credit.
I can take everyone I know to dinner.
Plus, the Navy has over 50,000 jobs to choose from. To see if you're eligible for
$5,000,
call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit our website at NavyJobs.com. Navy, let the journey begin. Paid for by the U.S. Navy.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. Going back in time, I don't think this remix is on OC Remix anymore. I'm pretty sure it got taken down at some point, which is a shame because it's pretty creative, all things considered. I can see why they would have taken it down, but on the other hand, I still think it's pretty neat on, you know, on its own merits. And also, I've played a lot of this game, so, you know, I can actually recognize where each sound clip came from and, you know, when it plays, that sort of thing. But I also like things where you can take sounds that you wouldn't really associate with music and then you can put them together in such a way that they make music. I've always been kind of fascinated by that kind of thing, and I think this kind of qualifies. I'm pretty sure you won't be able to find this on OC Remix anymore, but if you look somewhere, you know, he might have a site or something where he keeps it. But either way, this is by Dacnet Bard of Terret. This is from The Sims, and this is The Sims Acid Trip.
Oh,
That was Dagnet Bard of Tarot with The Sims Acid Trip from The Sims. And I just love that I can actually identify where most of those sounds come from. I played a lot of Sims back then, and a lot of Sims 2, too. But this next track is an interesting one. It's more recent. You can find this one on ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. It's a game that's been remixed back and forth a million times, but the cool thing about this remix is that it covers a theme that almost nobody ever touches, which is a shame because it's for one of the characters that I actually really like. And, you know, he was kind of just a random side character, and there were a lot of better characters than him, you know, but as usual, I fall in love with minor characters. But he had a really kind of a goofy theme. But it was kind of distinct, actually. You got to hear it a lot during the game, but not a lot of people touch it because it was kind of an odd theme. But this remix decided to take it on, and they actually did a really interesting version of it. Kind of inspired a bit by Inspector Gadget, I think they said, thus giving the remix its title. But this is from Final Fantasy VI. This is by Aero Z. This is Inspector Strago. Was Inspector Strago by Aero Z from Final Fantasy VI. I forgot that it ended kind of abruptly. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Hey, buddy.
Me?
Job hunting on the internet, huh? Well, we got hot jobs, cool jobs, jobs that are absolute monsters. Just click on our homepage. Come on, click!
Hey, where are all the jobs?
Tired of internet job sites that lead you nowhere? Then log on to kforce.com. A new kind of job site, kforce.com. Over 2,000 recruiting specialists whose only job is to get you the job. kforce.com. Opportunity has a new address.
Every morning you shave the same area, over and over, till it becomes really irritating. But now there's Gillette Mach 3. Three blades that shave progressively closer. You take one stroke, it takes three, so you don't have to shave the same area over and over. The result, far less irritation. Three blades, fewer strokes, less irritation. Mach 3. From Gillette.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. This next track, I don't know who did this originally. I was bored, and I was actually looking for Pokemon CD, but I actually found a torrent for video game metal remixes, right? The guy mentioned that he got them off of YouTube somewhere, and he said that he got the permission of all the people, but, you know, he didn't feel inclined to write down who they all were, apparently. Well, either way, because I have so many video game remixes, I thought, you know, I might as well check it out, because even, you know, the likelihood was high that I already had them, but even if I didn't, I'd still have some new stuff to find. And so I downloaded it, and they were actually all pretty cool. They were pretty, you know, most of them were pretty straightforward. But, you know, the thing about it is, for me, what the remix is from can actually add something to a remix that it was missing before. For example, if you have a very straightforward, you know, heavy metal cover of, say, the Super Mario Brothers theme, that's not special to me, because there are about 8 million of those out there. I mean, I have heard practically every iteration of that theme you could possibly think of, the Super Mario Brothers theme. And this goes for various other games, too. I mean, if there's a remix from, you know, Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy VII, from Mega Man 2, from Zelda, you know, stuff like that, just most of the time I'll be like, I've probably heard something like this before. You know, I'm not interested. But this little remix pack had a bunch of random stuff. Actually, the exception to this is Tetris, because I will gladly hold on to any Tetris remix I could find. That's just because I like Tetris. But anyway, it actually covered a few games that are pretty rare when you go into video game remixes. And I believe the reason for this, and for this particular soundtrack, is that it was not very good. And, you know, this is, I'm going from the opinion of people who are actually musicians, but, I mean, to me, I like it, but that's probably just because I guess you could say I was Stockholmed into liking it, because I played this game obsessively for months on end. So, you know, you hear the music that much, either it drives you crazy or you learn to like it. And I went for the latter. And the thing is that I really like the soundtrack. This, and more than that, I think there's a lot of potential in this soundtrack. And there are a few people that have actually gone into it and found that potential. And they really brought out, like, these really beautiful orchestral renditions, or, you know, the power of this soundtrack. But that's actually, weirdly enough, mostly only come out in official remixes, like, from the company itself, or, you know, of the tracks from the game. Not a lot of fan remixers really seem to go for this soundtrack a lot. I don't know if it's a combination of, you know, the soundtrack being a little bit irritating, or a lot of people don't want to admit that they've liked this game because it had something of a stigma to it for a while. I don't know, but either way, this track in particular is one that I heard a lot in the original game. And the thing is, like, my memories of this track are so clear that every time I hear a version of it, I can very easily just picture the entire thing going on in my head, the whole battle, just everything going on, just, you know, it's really very clear. And this, like, this metal remix is fairly straightforward, but actually, I think that kind of works for this remix, because it, you know, it kind of captures that intensity to it that I've always really liked. And God, I would so love for a version of this for the last battle. But either way, this is by an unknown remixer. Perhaps if you look on YouTube and search for, you know, metal version, you might be able to find it. But this is from Pokemon, and this is the Gym Leader Battle. That was an unknown remixer. If you look on YouTube and look for Pokemon Metal Remix, you might be able to find it. That was their version of the gym battle from Pokemon. And my god, I would so love a version of that for the last battle against your rival from Red and Blue. That was probably one of my absolute favorite tracks from Pokemon originally, was the last battle with your rival from Red and Blue. And the thing is, I've never really felt that kind of intensity I felt originally when I was fighting in Red and Blue with the other newer games, but that probably just because, you know, it meant more to me. But either way, I'd like to thank you for listening to Ultra Mega OK, and if you liked what you heard, I would recommend tuning in next week for more of the same. You're in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network. Thank you.
Let me know when it comes.
29 seconds, I will give you a cue.
Okay.
Rita here and counting.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.